With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Secretary of State Antony Blinken returning to the Middle East amid the ongoing Israel-Hamas war. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Before boarding a plane for Tel Aviv, Blinken said these are challenging times.
These are intensely difficult issues, but I am convinced that American diplomacy can make a difference in moving everyone to a better place. That's what we're working to do.
As he did during a visit to the region last month, Blinken will stress U.S. support for Israel and try to prevent a wider Mideast war as he visits Israel and Jordan. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The United States imposing a new round of sanctions on 130 firms and people from Turkey, China, and the United Arab Emirates in an effort to choke off Russia's access to tools and equipment that support its invasion of Ukraine. Also at SRNNews.com, auto workers at the first Ford factory to go on strike have voted overwhelmingly in favor of a tentative contract agreement. Members at the Michigan Assembly Plant in Wayne, Michigan, west of Detroit, voting 81% in favor of the 4-year and 8-month deal. Louisiana Senator John Kennedy says if he were President Biden's son, he would take away his car keys.
Kennedy's remarks to Fox Business News were not a jab at the president's age, but rather his policies at home and abroad. Policies Kennedy says are putting the U.S. and its allies at risk. Kennedy says the president's low approval numbers indicate most Americans feel the same way. He faults the president for trying to be what he calls a nice guy to Iran, allowing Iran to vastly increase its oil revenues. Iran is widely viewed by Western critics as the key backer of Hamas and its effort to wipe the state of Israel off the map. Bob Agner reporting.
The Dow had 535 points, the NASDAQ up 236 points. This is SRN News. Parents weigh in on social media. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
And they want more control of it. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 81% of American adults say parental consent should be required before anyone under 18 can establish a social media account. And 71% want social media sites, including pornographic ones, to verify a person's age before they are allowed in. Moms and dads are especially concerned about what young people are seeing and doing on the web these days. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Virginia is going all in on abortion. Officials with the organization say they will spend just over $1 million through Election Day on direct mail, digital ads, and volunteer outreach to highlight candidates' positions on abortion in 5 Virginia Senate districts and 6 House districts. This is SRN News. South Korea saying that North Korea has most likely sent ammunition and shells to Russia in its support of the war on Ukraine.
South Korea's military told local journalists that North Korea is suspected of sending short-range ballistic missiles, among other types of ammunition, to Russia. Last week, South Korea, Japan, and the U.S. condemned the alleged shipment of weapons, saying it would increase the death toll in Ukraine. Any arms deals with North Korea is in violation of many resolutions made by U.N. Security Council, of which Russia is a permanent member. Both Russia and North Korea have dismissed the weapons shipment accusations as baseless. I'm Karen Chamas.
Switzerland's national rail operator says the world's longest rail tunnel won't be fully reopened to train traffic until next September, again pushing back the target date for repairs of damage caused by a cargo train derailment. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.